Ta-da! Welcome to episode 6 of Talking Pit. I'm Pit. Don't know what to call this tonight because I don't have time to prep for it because I've literally been editing audio for, I don't know, I guess, what would that be? Do the math. Like 15 hours, I guess, for the day. Like a crazy busy day for me. But I love what I do, so it's fun. It's just, you just have to buckle down and do it. And some days are a lot more demanding than others. You're always working, but some days you're just like, holy cow, today was one of those days for me. Which, what I do in a nutshell, because I've had people ask, yes, I produce Bobby Bones' show, Daily Podcast. Comes in two parts, changes periodically. But at the moment, comes in two parts. You get a part one, you get a part two. I'm responsible solely for both of those. And they're fun, man. I've been doing things with Bobby since Bobby actually got here back in 2013. And it's fun to watch where he's gone. And now I guess the podcast I could look now, I just won't. But I think he gets up to 50,000 downloads, which doesn't include the people that listen. I don't understand everything. I think there's actually more people that listen, but the downloads count nonetheless. Tons of people listen. So what a cool job for me to have. I do that. Also, I do his national programming on the weekend, which is sent out also internationally. And he does a weekend country countdown show, which he highlights the top 30 country songs currently on the charts and then fills it in with other charts with other songs that you love. So, and requests as well. But it's a 4-hour program that runs in syndication nationally and internationally on the weekends. And then I also produce Amy, who's on the Bobby Bones show, her Women of iHeart Country show, which airs locally here in Nashville on the Big 98 on Sunday nights. But it airs in lots of other markets. Don't know exactly. I think it's a weekend show, so some may do it Saturday, some may do it Sunday. But here in Nashville, it's on Sunday, which is where I'm at. So those are my jobs. Do lots of other things inside of the Bobby Bones show circle. But those are my main daily duties and weekly responsibilities. Today was super busy, just do, lots of stuff to do, rocked it out. Love it. Love that feeling of accomplishing something. That point being, I guess, because it was in my brain. I didn't have time to prep for this. I guess I would have said that because it got to how busy my day was. But in my head, I hope I can trigger some things that I wanted to talk about tonight, and it's fun to talk. And at some point, like I said, what am I? Am I a weight loss success story dude that just works in radio that has the $14 a month it takes to hit record and publish and put a podcast out there and talk about his life in like a Joe Dirt kind of way? I've often felt like that. If you've seen Joe Dirt, you feel me there. And I love Joe Dirt. You're going to stand there and tell me, owning a fireworks stand has got to be one of my, and I'm no movie buff, but one of my favorite, and I can never remember all the firecrackers because they're actors and they're better at it than me, but what a great line in the movie. But am I that, or am I an inspiration story or my motivation story, or am I just some guy yapping at his house and in the South? And to that, I did get a message. This will ring true, I guess. I have a Southern accent, apparently. I say nuclear. To my defense, I think I was just speaking fast. When I say nuclear, my response, what I'm talking about is the, that's not the word I was looking for, but what I'm talking about is the Wolf Creek Nuclear Power Plant that's across from where I grew up in Kansas. And somebody sent me a message that said, I say nuclear. And I don't doubt that, but that might be just because I speak so fast and my brain just runs and runs faster than my mouth does. But anyway, yes, it's Wolf Creek Nuclear Power Plant. Now, that said, I have to slow down to say it. I don't know if a Southern accent is just speaking faster or if I truly say words differently. What was the other one? Oh, I was told I said Droven, which I'm sure I did. I wouldn't have been told that. I don't know what the context was, but apparently I said Droven. I mean, come on, man. Droven's fair. I didn't say it was a word. I'm just saying it's fair. You're going to win Jeopardy with it, but it's fair. You're not an idiot. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't say deer. I didn't say I saw deers in the woods. I mean, that's a little, you know, that's a little out there, but drove in, come on. Yeah. Okay. So I'm actually looking forward to tonight. I struggle hitting record, like I've said, cause I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I just like to talk. That being said, I did take care of the jobs, You wanted to know what I do. I don't really have an opportunity to be a personality inside of my work circle. I just work. So this is, aside from, I talk to the guys on the Sore Losers podcast once in a while. If you're familiar at all with what I do for a living, then you would know Lunchbox and Ray from the Bobby Bones Show do their own sports podcast. Hilarious. And they pull me in to talk Chiefs football. Used to pull me in like kind of mess with me, even though I've worked with them for 11 years, I guess, since they came to Nashville. Didn't know anything about them when they were in Austin, but when they came to, I've known them since 2013. And I kind of took some flack, you know, the Chiefs, because, well, the Chiefs weren't always good. I mean, in the 90s, the Chiefs had, you know, some legit teams. 58, Derek Thomas, rest in peace. But tons of other players I could name, but won't. But did have, was never a laughable franchise, but had some struggles, had some tough years when I moved here to Middle Tennessee. I don't want to think about all that stuff. I'm in a good spot. But so anyway, I would get on the podcast with those guys, and Lunchbox and I, believe it or not, if you go back to listen to some of the earlier podcasts, he would always try to fight with me. I'm like, dude, I don't want to, like, not physically fight, but just always have kind of like a argument, which I don't mind arguing, but like always just being targeted. It's like, you know, so, but it's transition, and they like having me on, and I just, Lunchbox reached out today. I said, you know, I just didn't have time today, but free time. Always great to see him. Ray's hilarious. I think those two are probably the funniest two guys on the show. Bobby's brilliant. Bobby's got a brilliant mind. He's just, that's how those kind of people are that are in those situations that get themselves. Probably just goes nonstop. I have a lot in common with him. We don't have a relationship, but I've worked with him for a decade. So, I mean, based on what he says on the radio, just things that he talks about, you kind of get an idea of who somebody is. Both left-handed, both single mothers. His mother's gone. My mother's gone. Different scenarios, both tragic. Have a lot in common. But people like that are so dynamic and brilliant. I don't know him in his personal life. I bet his wife struggles with shutting him off. Because I relate to that. I mean, probably not on his level. I think he's, if anybody can be worse than me, he might be the one that just, his brain just probably just doesn't stop. But it, like somebody like that, that's an entertainer or provides content and stuff like that, it's just, that's what it is. But it's not work to those people. It is work in the context that it takes time out of their day to do it. But that's them. Like, it would be like taking, I mean, for lack of a better description, an organ away from some, or a needed part of somebody's body to function. Like, that's their personality. It's like me. Like, if you sit me down, I'm screwed unless you give me an activity. Like, I enjoy TV, but unless it's sports, or I ain't gonna lie, I have teared up and will tear up at a real good bathroom renovation on an HGTV. I'm a softie. What can I say? Don't appear that way in real life. I'm a bigger man, but some of those remodels are impacting, you know what I mean? And that, and I also watch the murder mysteries. Not because I have any fascination with murder or anything like that. That's awful. Even some of it these days, like some of it you just don't need to see. Some of the shows actually provide content that it just kind of turns me off to, because I don't need to see that, because the reason that I enjoy the investigative, even though they're heartbreaking to the families, and thankfully I don't have a story to relate to them, and I pray I never do, but I like the investigation. I like tracking the bad down. I'm fascinated by the brilliance of the investigators and the pieces that they're able to find and then put together. Like, we would buy a puzzle and it has pieces, and then you just kind of put it together based on the picture on the box. I guess their picture on the box isn't an awful scene or a scenario, but they're not provided the puzzle pieces. They have to find the puzzle pieces and then find the puzzle. I'm just fascinated by those, and I hope I never have to thank one for bringing peace to myself, but I enjoy those shows. That's just on a reason that I can't. And when I do sit down, very, I mean, it's not unlike, I mean, I'll fall asleep. I was going to say I raised three girls, but that'll be, I have to open up another can of worms. But I did raise three girls that aren't mine, but three young girls from a relationship. They're all now adult women, actually. But we would watch when they were just young kids, man, nothing better than coming home. And I wouldn't even text their mom and just say, I want movie night. I mean, what dad doesn't want? Like, I'm going to fall asleep. I know. But we would lay a blanket down or a sleeping bag down in front of the, had a big screen TV. What was it? 55 then. I was balling then. My balding stages, you know, went from a TV in my bedroom that my mom would let me turn. Yeah, you can stay up all night as long as you don't get out of bed. And then once I got that permission, she'd come back in and I'd be asleep in my waterbed. But nonetheless, now I had a 55 at that point. I, you know, balling. Still have that 55. It's in my bedroom, actually. I just have a little Google thing plugged into it, and it just shows like a screensaver of some place I'm never going to go unless I win something on Wheel of Fortune with my, like, with the time at the bottom of it. I just look at the time and see when I need to leave for work in the morning. And it's, I mean, it's a pretty cool screensaver, let's be real. I mean, it's like, you know, you've seen the bonus round on Wheel of Fortune, like those kind of places. But TV, I just struggle with it. But the girls, they would, I'd have one on each arm, man. I'd be looking down them girls. We'd have watched some, whatever the newest Disney movies were, which were amazing. I would have enjoyed them as an adult. I've been at work. I used to go to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, legit. I would get up at three. So I don't want to be say legit. I would leave the house at, I needed to leave the house by 3 or 3:45. Y'all, I'm just going to get off on a, somebody say, I went down more rabbit holes than Alice in Wonderland. I got that message. I get it. But at some point, somebody who wants to make money will hit me up and be like, hey, we can figure you out. Like, you got something to say, which I didn't never set this up for money. But if you could just run your mouth and get paid for it, golden ticket. I just enjoy doing it, and I've had a lot of messages that people relate to it, and they enjoy hearing my voice and da-da-da-da-da, which, God, I could go down so many different ways. But back to the girls. That was so fun. I would fall asleep. They always make fun of me to this day because I still no longer have a relationship with their mom. But fortunately and forever, we'll have a relationship with the three girls because I had them for a long time, 12 years probably. And I'll talk more about them because they're still in my life. But I can't stay awake. My attention span sucks. So back to what I was talking about with Bobby, which I'm shocked that I can remember all this. Somebody like a creative brain. I just feel like when the mice stops running on the wheel stops. Like my body physically has to shut down, meaning I have to sit down on a couch and then just pass out. I don't want to go to bed. Y'all, it's 10:30 on a work night for me. But I worked all day long. And this is my opportunity. I actually made an Instagram Ooh, I figured this out too. Based on this board, I'm going to play this. I think I can, if I pot this up, I can play my Instagram post. I can't play music because it's podcast and I'll get in trouble. Trust me, if I could play music, we would be rolling in some country. I had, what was I listening to? It was literally hype music because I was out watering my tree in the backyard because I think I'm suffocating with mulch. And I have to water it like it's the Great Flood every night. And then I've got to do some work to it, which I will, but fortunately, I think I'm going to be able to save it. Nonetheless, I was jamming it. I'm on some playlist, which I don't even know, and I won't waste time looking for it, but it was old country, and I'm into it. Like, it was the Judds. I heard some Mark Chestnut, some Earl Thomas Conley. I can't even like some Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I don't know, but it was rolling, and if there was no copyright or if I just had permission to be like, hey, at Talking Pit, you can play anything you want to, we would be rolling, but who wouldn't? I mean, come on. Like, because I got a Patsy Cline double record in my bedroom that I have been, I'm going to have to order a new needle, probably. I'm going to have to get on Amazon and give them $11 or whatever a new needle costs. And I'm going to have a jukebox one day, so I'm not going to get off on that, but I will have a jukebox in my kitchen because I see it. It's just not there. So, but wait for me. But I love it. We would just be rolling to some Patsy Cline because I'm into it. I love Patsy Cline. If you don't hear, like, just put it on. And why do we not hear her on the radio? What, because she's gone or because she, well, I mean, she was still playing on the radio and she was gone tragically. Like, why don't, God, I'm going to go down so many different channels. I need somebody just, I need a director, like swap me with a fly swatter. But I mean, the music we hear on the radio today, if you were to ask who all their influences were, none of those people that they named are available unless you looked for them. Why is that? Cha-ching! Money sucks, man. Wouldn't it be neat to have just, like, what if you could literally, like that playlist I was talking about, what if there was just, you just turned it on? How about the artist just buy it? So they don't have to worry about the copyright. It's our music. We can play it if we want to, and then nobody has to worry about it. And they just play the music that we want to hear. Play me some Vern Gosden in Nashville. I could just name the artist. I just wish there was a... I don't dislike the other music. Give me that, too. Just get... Why does one have to be gone for another one to exist? Money. It's dumb. Somebody figure that out with more money than me. And power. God, I could say... What was I singing? Bubba shot the jukebox last night. And said he played a sad song and made him cry. God, went to his truck and got a 45. I didn't profess to sing, but that ain't gonna stop me from doing it. Know that. It's my $13.99 and it's my podcast. I'm up too late anyway, so why not just rock with it? But I made the Instagram post. Oh, that's what I was doing. Oh, God. There's got to be some kind of medicine for me. I'll never take it, but there's got to be something. Let's see what. Let's see. No, bear with me. Okay, my phone. No, that should. Why is it not? Come on. No, you goober. That's coming off my phone, but that shouldn't. Why is that not connected to the... It doesn't matter. I don't need to play my Instagram post. You can go to my Instagram, at Brother Pitts or at Talking Pit, and you can see it. Talking Pit is mine, by the way. Let me get into that. Let me write that down. I didn't talk. I had a GoDaddy story today. Little GoDaddy.com, because your boy owns his domain. GoDaddy.whip. I'd have it if it exists. GoDaddy.whip. Don't let me buy it. Can you buy a domain service? Everything would be .whip. That's my word, little whip. Play a little golf whip. You play golf whip? What was I going to? I was talking about an Instagram post. I made the Instagram post so I would make myself make a podcast. That was the point. Because I was like, hey, I think I'm finna be talking a little bit tonight. A little higher than that, but my voice is shot. Which I don't know why, because I've been talking. I've been working all damn day. Anyway. We got so many places to go. Let's go to this because I wrote it down and there's a million different things. The GoDaddy thing. I made talkingpit.com and I had to call them today because I got an email saying they charged me $70 more, which all I'm telling you that for is the fact that it's every 2 years they charge you $70 for this domain. That's the only reason I bought in case I ever make a website, talkingpit.com. There's my website. So it's worth pissing away $70 a month or $70 every 2 years just to make sure I have that. And even if I never do, I mean, hell, you'll get drunk and bet $70 on, you know, red at the casino. And you best bet red, Chiefs red, back to back to back. That first red Friday was last week, and I dressed for it. And if you're listening, you're a Chiefs fan, and you didn't red out on Friday, you failed. You failed. Y'all, can I just say that week one is going to be nasty. It ain't going to be nasty for Chiefs fans and Ravens fans only. Y'all, if you're a football fan, you get to see the defending Super Bowl champions, regardless who it is, which I think that's always the case, against the Ravens. I mean, who's more dynamic than Lamar Jackson, for Pete's sake? Now they got Derrick Henry, and I don't play fantasy football, so I don't have all the knowledge, and nor will I profess to know everything. I just can know a few things. But just that alone, I mean, D. Henry, he can push your team over. Like, I don't know if I ever saw a run as impressive by Derrick Henry, not to discount any run he ever made, as just the actual act of him pushing grown men over like they weren't grown men. Like, they weren't first string, all-pro, Pro Bowl defenders. Like, that's just wild to see with your eyes. Like, if you watch football all the time, that's just not a move you're accustomed to seeing. Once in a while, you might see somebody get a nasty stiff arm, but this man is genuinely pushing grown men away like they're children. It's just like Eddie George part two. It's just the Ravens are going to be nasty, right? Thankfully, I think it's a plus for the Chiefs. I'm a diehard Chiefs fan, as you know. That's where I'm from. Don't hate me. Ain't no bandwagon. I remember Matt Cassel. Dave Craig, get off me. I could name him. Tyler Thigpen, was that his? Oh, I don't want to go. I ain't got no love for all of you. I couldn't throw a football half as far as y'all with your bad hand or bad arm. But, yeah, had some tough years. I can remember going to, I don't want to talk about that. I can remember the Titans beating the hootiness out of, beating the, whatever the word I'm looking for, the hootiness, I made it up, beating the hootiness out of. Well, my Chiefs are real now. I will say that. My Chiefs are real. I don't know what the hell I was going. Anyway, I got my website. What was I going to talk about? I had somebody reach out and ask if they wanted me to talk about going to school as a fat kid. I thought that was fair. There are so many other things I was going to talk about. I just didn't have a chance to, and I'll get to them. My point being is I'm not discounting that. I'm just saying I literally have been editing audio nonstop. I stopped for 30 minutes. Oh, I didn't stop. When I got done, I went outside and watered the tree that I'm killing without knowing it. My buddy's thankfully enough to know, he's like, hey, dude, you're killing your tree, so you need to water it. So I've been Noah for the last 3 nights and tried to fill the ark with that, or fill something to hold an ark. I've been putting all kind of water in that bad boy. So going to school, let's do talk about that. And the reason why is I always get to something, right? I always get to something. And hey, we are going to get to your excuses as why you can't do what you're trying to do. Remember, because my podcast is self-help, right? Motivation, all that. So I do want to hear your excuses as why you can't start. That's all sarcasm, right? I'd rather hear your success stories as to, hey, dude, I listened to you and I decided to go paint. I've always wanted to paint, right? Because not everybody's a weight loss story, nor do I want it to be. This is just, hey, dude, you matter. Like me, like this is me. Like, you know, the mirror is your friend. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if you like what you see, that's your friend. Even if you don't like, I still don't like what I see. I had my boobies cut off 2020. Yeah, I lost 200 pounds. I still had boobs. Like, how do you lose that? Come on, man. Come on, man. Speaking of that, I'll get to that too, but we'll go to all of this. I wanted to get to my skin surgery. I got my, I went back in. I had my skin surgery. Keep in mind, I lost 200 pounds. Well, I didn't weigh when I was that big. I was over 400 pounds and I got down to, I think, 230 or something when I had my surgery. I'd have to go look at my paperwork, but I lost between 180 and 200 pounds. I truly don't have a number, nor does it matter. I think if you lose, it doesn't matter what you lose. I'm just saying that's a dramatic, you know, if I said I lost 100 pounds, regardless of what you lose, you can see the pictures. I carried it well because I'm 6'4", but I lost a lot of weight, and I've got the clothes, man. You got to see them. Because I look back at some of the pictures, which this kind of hurts a little bit. I look back at some of the pictures as a kid when I thought I was fat. And now that I know what I know now, I'm like, God, dude, I could have had you just not have to deal with the heartache that you created for yourself in such little time, you know? And I do mean little time. I mean, you can come at me now as an obese person and I can turn you around in 6 months. Call me a liar. That's just how it works. There are no tricks. I mean, you can go to every secret door and look for a way to lose weight or accomplish your weight loss goals. You ain't going to find one. Even the folks that are doing the little goody-goodies these days, we all know what those little goody-goodies are. Folks are dropping weight. That's all great. I have no ill will towards any of those people, nor would I. That's not the description of ill will. I hurt for them in a sense that I hope they don't. Like, I don't know how it all works. Are you relying on that? Because you didn't get unlucky to get unhealthy, right? Those are choices, all of us, regardless if you're overweight or if you're a smoker or, you know, if you drink too much or whatever toxins our body can take, you know, that are not normal, whatever that is. Mine was the food addiction. You know, that's my story, which you're episode 6 in. Unless you started on this one, you know where I'm coming from. But those things are brought on by themselves, and you know how to fix them. And so if I was younger, and I don't know if this isn't fair to say it had anything to do with not having a father, because I feel like that would be saying something bad against my mother. A mother is not a father, or they wouldn't be different, right? They offer differences. A father can't bear a child. So, you know what I'm saying? There's differences, which are beautiful differences, and they don't need to be argued. They don't need to be seen as like, numbered, which one's more important or ranked. That's dumb. Point being, our society tries to do that. Two totally different. I didn't have a dad, but so I didn't have a male influence. I had a wonderful childhood. That's why I'm saying, like, nothing against my mother. It's just like a mom's not a dad. So I talk about a mama's boy. I hope we're all mama's boys. I mean, God, is there a better gift than a mother? And I had the best. But and, I'm such a mother's boy. Lord have mercy. I can tell you a story. I love my mom so much. Golly, we would go to the movies and get popcorn and watch a movie, whatever, Denzel movie. What we loved Denzel. I mean, we loved anything, but any kind of crime or whatever she wanted to take me to. But mostly crime. But I mean, who couldn't pass up a Denzel movie? How do these bad guys keep messing with Denzel? Like, don't you know you don't mess with Denzel? Come on, you don't mess with Denzel. But we would get a bucket of popcorn, and Mama would never. I would remember you were dumb not to, you know, draw blood and give your point being sarcasm, but God cost so much at the concession stand. But you pay the $40 for the combo. We get the one large popcorn and the one large pop, and we just share it. We get the Coke Zero and the popcorn. And man, you get free refills, and we would never get more than one refill, but we'd always get one refill. And I loved it when Mom would give up, because Mama could throw down some popcorn, but she would give up, and then she would, because we would be sharing it the whole time. Like, keep in mind, you know, that bucket would be in the middle, you know, one hand in each, and then she'd give up because she'd get full. And you know, I ain't giving up. You don't get to 400 by looking at food. So I would get that bucket. Whew. And then watch Denzel. About that time, Denzel's about to snap on somebody. Somebody done messed up. Sold something. I don't know. God, it's fun to have memories of my mama, but I don't even know where the hell I was going with all this mess. That's what's so fun. I need somebody to keep me in line, or go to commercial break, or we'll keep you in line. But back to being a fat kid. Oh, I wanted to get to my surgery estimate. I went in for a surgery estimate not too long ago, and I got it today. But yeah, let's talk about being a fat kid growing up, and the good and the bad, and how that can shape the character in somebody. I grew up loving food, I guess, created a food addiction, a dependency, per se. But looking back at some of the pictures, I need to take some of the pictures and just, I don't want to waste time making good quality, but I've got some old, like, literally pictures that I can hold in my hand and take a picture with my phone, and I'll post them, and you can see I was chubby and stuff like that, but I could have been fixed, man. Somebody should have dinged me in the ear and just quit fed me. But that's love. You know what I mean? Like, and you wouldn't change that today. Like, everybody in my family, you know, I won't say a history. I don't know a ton. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm ignorant to my family, but I didn't follow. I don't have like 23andMe or whatever that thing is where you follow back generations. I know I'm German based on my last name, but obesity is not uncommon. I never, like some families see alcoholism or abuse, or I hope they don't see any of those, but we all have our stories. I didn't see any of that, fortunately, but the food, like, and that's not a bad thing. So you don't see like somebody overeat and then, you know, put their fist through a wall. Like you might see somebody who's on, you know, drugs or alcohol or something like that. You get bigger. Well, they make bigger clothes, get you some bigger clothes. A lot of my family is obese. And now that I've changed my life, and members of my family have also changed their life in healthy ways, ironically. Well, not even, I guess it's ironically enough, but nonetheless, in different ways have changed, because it's not a fun life to live. And I think I saw like some kind of an Instagram post of somebody saying that, I don't know, you just see viral stuff. And it's so crazy. Since I started doing these podcasts, I really don't use my socials much at all, but my Instagram, like if I'll look at some, I'll go to my search or try to find something, it's all weight loss pictures and stuff like that, which is interesting. I'm going to say interesting rather than creepy, just because I don't know how to think about it any other way, but just wild. Maybe it's based on the stuff that you post, but food came at you like if you were having a bad day, you know, what's more comforting than food, right? If that's your comfort. And if you're having a good day, you celebrate with food, right? I mean, so food is at every emotion, right? That brings me to, man, I got, oh, Lord. I was thinking earlier, funny, like, this is funny. Like, what if we thought of this as an emotional strip club? Hear me out. Like an emotional strip club. Like, what if we just let things go? Because that's what I'm doing. You guys, like I've said before, you guys think this podcast is for me. Or for you. Edit. Psych. I don't edit. No. I mean, it is for you. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be a turd. I'm just saying, like, y'all, I'm 46 years old, still trying to find myself. Like I said earlier, I don't have an opportunity to show my personality at work. I'm not included in any of the on-air activities, in anything that my friends do or people at work. And that they're all super talented, except for Ray and Lunchbox. I've got to be on this, and it's fun. I enjoy conversing with them all. I work with, like, I mean, our phone screener, Abby, who I worked with before she, I mean, I've been there 18 years, so I've been there since 2006. Abby worked, I think she started part-time. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody work as hard as Abby. She used to help Toy do the front desk. Abby's done every job in that building, and now she produces for Bobby and does stuff I don't know in detail, but not only that, she's the phone screener of the show, and she sings. Like, Bobby's got her sing. She had a singing gig with a country performer. Like, back in her hometown, she's got sing. I saw an Instagram post that she's doing a song. Like, my point is, I work with truly, truly successful and driven people, and it's fun. I'm one of those people. I just don't have an opportunity to be inside of those circles. So this is my opportunity. I thought for $14, I can talk to y'all, and hopefully you listen. And if you don't, and I say hopefully, not because it gains me anything. I just feel like I have something to offer you that might make your light brighter, you know? And why wouldn't you? Or fill your cup more. This is, in turn, filling my cup. It's kind of, I'm winning in so many ways. I get messages. I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might be doing a podcast, and most times the demographic fits the host, right? A lot of times. Unless it's like political-based or religion-based or something like that. That's not me. I'm people-based. I'm just talking to you. I've had messages from girls, guys, whatever. They just relate to it, which I've said a million times. We're more alike than we're different. But I just need to talk. I like to talk. And if it can be used for good, I feel like I have a responsibility to talk, right? And back to the emotional strip club. Like, think of it like early. I made myself laugh. I make myself laugh quite often. But, like, what if we were like, welcome to the main stage, depression. And let it go. Take it off. Anxiety. Coming up on the pole, make welcome heartache. I don't know what your emotion is, but that's kind of what this is. I mean, we're all just letting go. I am. I hope as you're listening, you're relating to this in whatever your world is, because there's absolutely no way that all of our worlds don't collide. There's just no way. We're all humans living the same demands of life, right? We all wake up. We all, I mean, aside from the how many minuscule percentage of people who have, I'll say, a blessed life, blessed in the fact is they don't have demands, like monetary demands. I mean, life costs money, right? Unless you just choose not to make money a part of your life and live that lifestyle that comes with not having money, that's on you. I don't choose to live that lifestyle, nor do I apologize for, or have I asked to been apologized, but I won't, for the life that I've created for myself. It's not a playbook that I would offer somebody. I'll say that. Except if you can make it through, it is. If you can promise to yourself that you can get to the end of the storybook or the playbook that I give you based on what I've been through, then yes, by all means do it. It's a wonderful place to be. Not only am I in that zone, y'all, this is taking me where I need to be. I'm not getting any money from this. I have no reason to think this is taking me anywhere. I just know that it is. It is. because it's freeing me. Do you know what it feels like to do what you're supposed to do? This is what I'm supposed to do. It doesn't mean I want to do a podcast every day, or I would. I still have conflicts in my head, like, dude, who are you? Like, why do people want to hear you talk? Don't know. Still don't know. Don't know how to market myself. Don't know that I will market myself. Maybe somebody will hear me and say, yeah, we know how to strip this and that out of his content. We can figure out a way to do this. I don't. The point is, you can't catch a fish if you don't throw your damn, if you don't throw your lure in the water, right? Like, you got it. You can't say, here, fish. I can't say, here, impact on people. I can't do that. And that's what I want to do. I want to show you that there are no smoke and mirrors to what you want to get to. There just aren't. So get busy and do it. Or send me your excuses. I'd love to have your excuses. I was thinking of ways that I could start the show. Can you imagine? It's like, welcome to Talking Pit. I start tonight's podcast with an excuse from, hell no. Nobody listening to this podcast is going to have excuses, or you would have turned me off a long time ago. We don't have excuses, nor will we apologize for separating ourselves from folks who don't want to achieve what they want to achieve. And when I say want to achieve something, it doesn't, there is no level of that. If your achievement is $100,000 a year job, a beautiful family, a nice small piece of land in a Midwestern town, because that's plenty of money to live where I came from. All, like, my point is, it doesn't matter. I'm not selling you anything other than yourself. I'm trying to fill your cup. I'll let you know that exercise filled my cup, and accountability. Exercise and accountability. I lived in my sister's basement, y'all. I got out of jail. My Uncle Fred picked me up and my best friend JJ. I went to Sonic. I got everything they ordered and a large sweet tea. No, I probably got a vanilla root beer. I got a root 44, 68, 29, 3,000, whatever the biggest thing that would. I would have ordered whatever the biggest thing was. That's what I got out of jail. But anyway, I came from living in my sister's basement to answering an ad to run a weekend, not even a week. It might have been a weekend. I'd have to look back. 2006, if that was on a weekend. It was Christmas Eve, I think. It wasn't Christmas Eve because I started December 12th. So WLAC would have started running Christmas music December 12th. That was my first shift. Midnight to 6 for Tom Peace at WLAC. WLAC. This is 1510 AM WLAC. Breaking news. We were Fox News, so we played all Fox beds. And we had Rick and Bubba, and who do we have? Rush Limbaugh. And Steve Gill. I work for Steve Gill, conservative talk radio, 1510 WLAC. He was just right. He was just right of Rush Limbaugh. I did that for 7 years before I got hired to do After Midnight for Blair Garner, and then Bobby Bones came to town. And thankfully, I got invited to be a part of that, and I've never left. Talk about a success story, y'all. If you don't know who I'm talking about, if you didn't get turned onto my podcast from any of the things that I do work related, y'all ought to check out his story. Pretty neat, man. Talk about, an inspiration story like mine, dude. I truly don't know it all because we don't have a relationship. Again, I've known the man for 10 or 11 years, worked beside him. We just never really clicked, unfortunately. That invitation's always open. But just pretty awesome, man, if you really want to know. I mean, truth be told, what he's done for himself based on, and I don't think your circumstances, I think that just adds to your story, but even if he came from something, and I say that because he didn't, but even if he came from just even a mediocre or a middle-aged, just a normal, I think I had a normal household. I didn't have a two-income household, but I feel like I had a normal household. I didn't go through what he talks about going through. I just know what it takes and the grit and the inner strength and the conversations you have with yourself and getting up when you don't want to and smiling when you don't want to and just doing it over and over and over because that's what you want to do and you know you're supposed to do. And he doesn't have a radio voice. He's not what you're supposed to, like, he wouldn't be doing what he was doing if he listened to anybody because they would have told him to stop. Because he's not what, he doesn't check all the boxes. But what the hell does that matter? I mean, look what he's done for himself. Should we re-examine checking the boxes and figure out what boxes need to be checked? Because he connects with people. I can't even tell you the impact he's had on, I mean, not only his radio show. I mean, I won't even talk about his successes in his personal life. And this isn't just to toot his horn. I'm just saying, talk about success stories. Like, he does a lot for, like, St. Jude with his radio show. He does stuff for Wounded Warriors. He just a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff. So I relate to that desire to want to be who you are and work hard to get there. Because who's going to stop you? People that don't want to get you. Like, I guess he's one of those who just doesn't need permission. I just really line up with a lot of him and always have. That's, or I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Why not you? Just tell me why not you. Send me a message. I'm being cynical. But I mean, like, honestly, it's that simple. It has to be somebody, right? I mean, your favorite actors are going to eventually pass away. We're all going to pass away. I hope it's a long time from now. But I mean, there's actors, there's sports figures, there's commentators, there's news anchors, there's weathermen, there's normal people. Every 100 years, like, I mean, there's cycles, right? Like, I mean, we're going to be gone. There's going to be people. Why can't we be the people that, if you choose to be that, like, if you want to be somebody who makes a difference musically or politically or whatever it is, if you want to make a positive difference in the world and somebody impacts you that might be in the media or you don't have access to or something like that, don't let anybody tell you that you can't be that person. I drove my brother-in-law's Ford F1. No, look at me talking mess. Ford F-150. I drove my, because I didn't have a car and my brother-in-law's gone. Golly, man. But I need to talk to my sister and see if I can play some of his music. You want to talk about? I know I'm talking mess, dude, but I just come from a group of talented folks. Like, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, could sing. He's gone, man. He passed away tragically way too early. Known as the one of the best voices downtown Nashville, man. The Wag. Wagner. Jason Wagner, man. Wagner. Anyway, he would sing a bunch, man. I mean, he would sing downtown Broadway, all kind of gigs. I actually played drums for him 20-some years ago, back when there was a gravel parking lot behind the Ryman. But I would drive his Ford Ranger to work, and this is weight loss heartache. And I know I talked earlier about getting back to being a fat kid because I had some message to talk about. School going back in session and talk about that. And I'll try to get back to that. But I can remember going to this job that I started back in 2006, driving my brother's white Ford Ranger, which those things are a monster. I would buy it again. It's probably an awesome truck now. I didn't fit in it then. And it was a manual. So when I would get to anywhere where I had to stop the vehicle, I would have to open the driver door because I couldn't hold the car without like putting the clutch in. Like, even when I was driving, sometimes I would have to open the door to be able to, if you know what I'm talking about, a Ford Ranger. I mean, if you're 400 pounds and you've been in a Ford Ranger, it's not a convenient vehicle to be in. But I didn't have a choice, and I had to get to work. I guess what I'm saying is, guys, I had so many challenges. Like, the fact that I'm sitting here talking to you, and that I just, y'all, I take my shirt off and mow my yard. I wouldn't take my shirt off in front of my best friend growing up. It is the worst feeling. I know anybody that struggles with being overweight, or at least a boy or a male or a man or a young man or an adult, whatever. It sucks, man. You know what I'm saying? It sucks. I did it to myself, but now, like, to be sitting here today and losing, you know, just short of a couple hundred pounds, and then being able to take my skin and have that cut off and continue to work on my body, which I was going to talk about my new estimate that I just got today, because I got a little bit more work to get done. But, like, I just never, like, that was such a dream for me. And I'm sitting here telling you that I achieved it. And I have no secrets. If you're looking for a secret or me to sell you something at the end of this, I ain't got nothing for you. I just quit saying I didn't matter. Literally, accountability. Absolutely, you can get up tomorrow and hit the snooze button and say another day, another day, another day. Absolutely, you can. Just understand that you're only hurting yourself. I didn't want to get up this morning. I take that back. I like getting up. But, I mean, my point is, there are some mornings where you're like, damn, well, I'd love to just stay here. Okay. Quit hitting the snooze button. My alarm is set for 5 a.m. every morning. That's just a backup. I turn it off at about 4:30. I'm up at about 4:15. I love it. I also don't stay up all night, aside from tonight. I'm, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night Central Time, and I'm still rocking. I'll probably go an hour. I don't know. I'm still running my mouth 46 minutes in, but it's just, it's a decision that you can make. It's really that easy. If I had something to sell you, I might be able to profit from what the hell I'm telling you, but I don't. I don't have anything to sell you because there is nothing you need to do it. It's in the mirror. Go look. You'll see it. The whole kit is in there. It's in there. Go look. I was just stalling to get a drink. If you looked, it's you. Get up. What if you quit making excuses? Just what if? Don't lie to me. I make excuses, so do you. What if you quit? Just what if? Nobody would know. Because the only excuses that you're making, unless you share them with others in your family, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about internal excuses. What are those challenges that are absolutely something you could use an excuse, but you don't really need to? Like, there's plenty of things where you're like, Do you really want to get right? Call me a liar. I'll give you 6 months. Y'all, I did not subscribe to some hell-bent, crazy fitness routine where I ate a piece of salmon every other day. Like, I just went to the gym 45 minutes. It was one class every day. I committed to it every day. I made healthy choices in my life food-wise, and I took one day at a time. No, not everything's lovely. The workouts suck. I'm not going to tell you they don't suck. The workout I had today sucked. We had to put this rubber band thing across our back, then put our feet on a box, like decline, and then do push-ups. When the hell am I going to ever have to need to do that? Never. But if I do, I got you. My point is, like, the things that, just go do it. Just check yourself in and check yourself out. You know how freeing it is? Because understand that when you check into a fitness class, you can't be on your phone, you can't be emailing, you can't be giving attention to anybody else but the fact that your whole body is about to fall out of your face. It's awful. It's awful. Especially at 400 pounds. I don't know what I weigh. I'm in shape. I was in shape today when I absolutely hated the workout today. Shout out F45 Gulch Midtown. Those are two locations that I go to. Started at Midtown, but the Gulch is closer to my house, so I hit it up on the way home. Nino DiMaggio. If you're in Nashville and you have the F45 International Passport, go to the Gulch, Midtown, Belmead, or Murfreesboro. My man started with ones, got four. Started from the bottom, now we're here. I only know people who win. Maybe that's why I win. It's just a mindset. People aren't lucky. People that win aren't lucky. If you're not winning, I'll help you win. Just don't give me excuses. Get up, get up, get up. It's the first of the month. Wake up every day. It's the first of the month. Wake up, get up. I'm 46. If you don't know Bone, none of that makes sense to you. But get up. Quit making excuses and do it. Yo, I grew to be so unhealthy. The chances of me sitting here talking to you with a doctor's clearance of anything, like my health is good, whatever I'm trying to say, a doctor's good, clean bill of health at 46, I was 30 and probably was in such a low percentile of somebody to live to a full male life expectancy. I was 400 plus pounds, smoking 2 packs a day, and obviously not doing anything healthy day after day after day after day. What in the world changed me? I don't know what I would have done without it. Would I be 46 years old sitting here talking to you in a healthy body with no doctor help? Keep in mind, my surgery was to remove the skin. Nobody helped me lose any weight. If I lost weight from the skin being cut off me, so be it. But I won't give credit to any damn body for me losing 200 pounds. Know that. There's lots of people in my life I'll give credit for. Like, I'm not trying to be like me. But, like, nobody showed up to doing push-ups with me at 5 a.m. when I'm 45 minutes from the gym and drove past 12 different gyms going to my gym. Of people who I didn't connect with because they all had muscles. I didn't have muscles. I had titties. But I had a will that I wasn't going to stop. And like I said earlier, the first day was the biggest they were ever going to see me. And I got through that. I'm going back. God, it's so fun. Like, my mom had gastric bypass surgery. That's fine if that's your journey. I'm thankful that I didn't have any kind of a weight loss surgery because of how much I gained from going to the gym. I went to the gym to lose, and I gained. That's weird, huh? If I was to preach, I'd say, you weren't born fat. You don't have to die fat. Now that I'm past it, it's in me to help people because it's so easy to achieve. They want you to be fat because every commercial on TV is about how to get unhealthy or remove yourself from being unhealthy. Whether, you know, like any commercial, turn on TV. It's some kind of something that has to end with 20 seconds. I'm telling you, if you're allergic to it, you can't take it. You know, the disclaimer where the lawyers get involved. But I mean, I can promise you, aside from a few select cases, because I'm no doctor and I understand people have to have medicine. But man, I would be shocked if just getting up and moving your body didn't solve a lot of your problems. And that's a dangerous bit of knowledge to have. It really is. Because if you have that knowledge and you get in control of your body, you are a threat. You're a threat to the government because you don't need them. Can you imagine if you were in control of your body? What if you could do a push-up? And control is more than physical control. But what if you weren't dependent on a medicine or I just don't know. Like, that's all possible. Like, I got that, y'all. I'm sitting here in a healthy body. And I was 400 plus pounds smoking 2 packs a day. I've run 8 half marathons. I used to sweat a mile run day when I was young or going up a flight of stairs as an adult. I didn't run a half marathon day one. I carried 60-pound kettlebells down to the end of the field and back. It was a win for me. I cried to my mother at the stoplight as a 30, whatever the hell I was, 2006. I was 29, I guess. As a 29-year-old man. 2008, 31-year-old man. For the sake of, I was in jail when I was... February 6, 2008. So I would have just turned 31 years old, October 22nd, 1977. Libra, shout out. Cheers. There's nothing left in my cup, but a little ice rip there. Why at 31? What's your, you know, not that you have an excuse. I don't mean to target you, but like, if you're coming at me with like, well, like any kind of a, but But my situation is different. I get it. Of course it's different. We're different people. But if you peel back all the layers, the nucleus is the same. Accountability, responsibility. Regardless, we all have things that have influenced our lives, right? The things that are out of our control. Of course we have. That's living. You can't not. Unless you live in a bubble and you're unexposed. There's things out of your control that impact you, for sure. How you react to them is your control. But if you relate to me in any kind of aspect where you're not where you want to be, are you responsible for it? Because if you are, that's the first step. If it's somebody else's fault, I got to work with you a little bit. But if you're just ready to wake up tomorrow, and I'm not even, that's not fair to say to those people, because we're all, victim of circumstances. Maybe some stuff is way out of our control and I need to be more comforting to those. But can we resolve it? Like, are you in a body that's physically able to do something about it, or a mind that can do something, or whatever your battle is? Can we do something about it? Yeah, we can do something about it, right? Y'all, I lost 200 pounds. Or short of, whatever I don't have the numbers. You've got the pictures. I'll show you the clothes. I can't wait till I get to speak in front of people. I pray that this leads me to a group of people that I can connect with my eyes. And that I can hold them and shake their hand at the end, or give them a hug, or whatever it is. And there's actually like verbal communication or contact. How exciting is that be when you can actually impact people's lives, man? Because what if you fill their cup, they're going to fill somebody else's cup. We about to have cups overflowing. It's really that easy, right? Why not? I'm not selling anything. I'm not trying to get you to vote for anything. I'm just trying to fill your cup. Because if I fill your cup, you might fill somebody else's cup. Then cups are filling. Hell with the rest of the people, man. Turn the mess off, man. Just fill up the cups in your world. Fill up your cup first. If you get up before that coffee pot comes on, try making a cup. Ain't nothing finna come out of that pot. You gotta fill up the pot first. And you're the pot. And I try to fill you up. And I got so much more crap I want to talk about. And I guess that's what will lead me to episode 7, but I'm not going to go over 60 minutes, so I got like 2 minutes left. It's just really fun to get me out, because I just truly, everything, as I say, is because it's me, it's real, it works, I care about you, and prove me wrong. Please just prove me wrong. Please say that you got up and did what you wanted to do every day and took steps towards your goals, and tell me that you failed. Please, I can't wait to hear your failure story. You won't have one. You just won't have one. You will have a failure story if you don't act. If I didn't hit record, I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't be able to reply to messages of people who say, damn, dude, I don't really reply to you being overweight. I'm not overweight. I've never struggled with that. What I did like take accountability out of it. I did, it related to me in this way, and this is what I decided to do with it. That's pretty awesome, right? Like, what if that's where I'm supposed to be? I don't know where I'm supposed to be. I just have a feeling in me that I'm not where I'm at, that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. But I truly believe that where I'm at is supposed to lead me to. Like, I don't think I could get to where I'm supposed to be without all of this. I live such an amazing life, and it's been brought on by nothing but hard work. I don't have education. I didn't get out of college and get recruited to anywhere that pays you a lot of money. I couldn't afford to live in the city I worked in for years. It's Nashville. Try surviving in Nashville if you don't have a career. It's hella tough. Try surviving 30 miles outside of Nashville in any direction if you don't have a career. Or, a decent amount of money. Or you didn't get started before Nashville, became Nashville, hotspot. It's a fun place to be. I didn't envision where I'm at now. I can tell you that it's fun to chase your dreams and to see where they take you. And there's so many things that I wanted to get to tonight that I've actually written down some stuff, and we'll get to next episode. There's a lot of things you don't know about me that'll make this whole puzzle, you'll, at least you'll understand me a lot more. But if you made it to the end of this, this is such an opportunity for me to just be me. It's fun. This is what fuels me, the opportunity to talk to people and hope that I can impact somebody. It's all I want to do. All I want to do, let me emphasize that. I can't wait to see what this brings me to, because I no doubt feel like it'll bring me somewhere. And I'm over an hour, which I never want to do. So I'll try to get to the other thing. If I said anything in the podcast and never got to it, which is highly likely, hit me up or I'll get back to it. I just love to talk, so all these stories will just stream out of me. Joe Dirt here from Middle Tennessee, otherwise known as Pitts, but I got to get to bed because I got to make radio magic in the morning in Nashville on Music Row. As always, thank you for your time. Impossible is an opinion. I hope I've shown that to you. I just hope I can lead you to where you want to be and let you know that it's possible, and we'll high five when you get there. Cool? All right, until episode 7. Much love.